In the Gospel of John, chapter 13, is the account of Jesus washing the disciples' feet. Let me read a couple of the beginning verses. It was just before the Passover festival. Jesus knew that the hour had come for him to leave this world and go to the Father. The evening meal was in progress, and the devil had already prompted Judas, the son of Simon Iscariot, to betray Jesus. Jesus got up from the meal, took off his outer clothing, and wrapped the towel around his waist. After that, he poured water into a basin and began to wash his disciples' feet, drying them with the towel that was wrapped around him. This event occurred during what we refer to as the Last Supper. It is a lovely event full of meaning. There are many lessons that can be learned from Jesus washing the disciples' feet. Jesus here was demonstrating supreme humility by his actions that night. By washing the disciples' feet, Jesus, the Son of God, God in the flesh, took on the role of a servant. In verse 16, Jesus puts his actions into perspective when he said, "Very truly I tell you, no servant is greater than his master." Brethren, we must all remember to keep ourselves in perspective. None of us should think so highly of ourselves that we feel that any lowly task is beneath us. You know, sometimes people feel that they are too distinguished to do the humble things. Sometimes people feel that they are too important to have to do some of the menial tasks that are around them. But Jesus certainly did not feel that way. He knew who he was. Jesus knew that he was Lord of all, yet he took on the role of a servant. Why then, brethren, should we be any different? Remember the instructions of Jesus in Matthew 20, where he said, quote, "Whosoever will be chief among you, let him be your servant, even as the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister." As we think about this, let us ask ourselves the following questions. Who are we ministering to? Who are we serving? And whose feet are we figuratively washing? Let us pray. Father God, we thank you for the wonderful example of service that Jesus Christ illustrated for us. Inspire us to serve others as we walk this Christian walk. It is in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.